What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, I know it's not a Friday. I'm going to ask for your permission for a shout-out.
Sounds good to me, Kevin.
Benjamin Hartshoe from My Possibilities. He's here with his dad, and his favorite club at My Possibilities is the Rock Climbing Club.
Awesome.
So just wanted to shout out the crew at My Possibilities, the Rock Climbing Club. We've had a busy day all day today here at Whataburger off of El Dorado and Coit in Frisco. If you want to come on by, still got a chance to see us and to get your very own trading card made.
And, Kevin, some people got to say hi to Lucy. Lucy and Adrian stopped by this afternoon. Evidently, Carter's in the car because he's too sweaty. He didn't want to bring all the sweat inside.
Okay.
And my oldest didn't take a shower in time, so he wasn't able to come. So
you know something about your oldest son especially?
He smells good.
It was remarkable how far he got in his life and still asked me if I remembered him. Like, he was like 12 years old and he goes, "Do you remember me?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, I do. You've known him his whole life. Yeah.
You've literally known him as he was born while we were working together.
Yes.
You've known him his whole life.
So whenever he would ask me that, up to a point, I was like, "Yeah, dude, I remember who you are."
Kevin, Derek Lively recently underwent a procedure on his right foot, according to Mark Stein.
Okay.
Followed by a placement in a boot. This means three very key Mavericks are in injury recovery. Kyrie, Anthony Davis, and Lively. Lively, he's told, is now out of the boot after having bone spurs removed.
Did we know that was likely?
Yeah, I did feel like we had an idea that there was some stuff he needed to get cleaned up. And I think a lot of dudes get things cleaned up in the off season.
Agreed.
But obviously, even when you're getting something cleaned up, you have to recover. You have to work after that.
What a wild profession it is when you're just like, well, it's the off season, so I'll just get a surgery.
Yeah, no, exactly. All right, so let's go ahead and dive in. I'm going to do Buddy Hield here.
Yes.
I want to do this.
Sorry we didn't get to that earlier.
That's fine. Let's go ahead and play Cut 13. Buddy Hield, he went overseas, and he went to the Coliseum. And evidently, he had just recently seen Gladiator.
Okay.
And so when he got to the Coliseum, he was expecting a lot of information and a lot of history on Maximus from Gladiator.
Right.
I was a little disappointed when I'm in the Coliseum.
Why?
Because Gladiator, I watched Gladiator, and I was I thought Maximus was a real warrior. So I'm going in the Coliseum streaming Maximus, and like, my tour guide said he's not real.
Did you see Gladiator too?
I did.
Not as good.
Not as good.
Okay. So, like,
they took shots of the other one first.
First of all, I will say, I get their point. I thought Gladiator 2 was better than I expected it would be. But, like, I kind of get his point, not about Maximus, but remember, we're not that long removed from our Carter at the station being disappointed in several of us for not knowing that Transylvania was a real place.
I knew that, though.
You did.
I definitely knew that. You did not, and I was surprised you did not.
I did not.
Of all the things you know.
And I had listened to something about Gladiator, so I knew Maximus wasn't real. But I could see how that would hurt your feelings, right?
Yeah, it does. It does take me back to my friend who we convinced her that John Rambo was real, and it was a it was kind of a retelling story of his life.
Look,
and she watched all four of them and was like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that really happened." And we didn't
say
anything otherwise.
He does kind of feel like he represents America.
He does.
Sometimes.
He does, especially when he puts on the little headband and gets things rocking there. So
he really does,
Buddy Hield. Now here's the question I have. There is that sad
yes.
that he thought that, or is it it just funny?
No, I don't think it's sad. I'm sad for him.
Okay,
that he doesn't have that anymore.
Oh wow!
I don't think it's sad
to
that
live
he,
for.
Yeah, I don't think it's sad that he didn't know that. I think it's sad that that's always going to color his thought about the Colosseum. Is that he yelled in there, Maximus, and his tour guide, who kind of sounds like a little bit of a jerk, was just like, he's not real.
He just shut it down on him.
But that's probably because that tour guide's been doing that for 8 years, and he's heard like 17,000 Nimrods doing that exact same thing.
Americans always. Coming over here and yelling Maximus. What do you, you think, though, like if you were the tour guide and he was yelling out Maximus, would you be laughing about it?
See, I don't know how long that would last because, like, when I got to go on to the top of an aircraft carrier, I started playing the Top Gun music, and I saw one person walk by me. And he just looked at me and he shook his head yes and then nodded at me. So, like, that guy got it. But I could see if that's what you did every single day, it would drive you crazy.
I got to give you credit, too, by the way, for anybody that's not Kevin's friend. I've been lucky enough to do this for a little while. Kevin always does have a phone song prepared for
sure.
fun moments where mm-hmm. he'll just pull his phone out. Like, I think Alec loves it the most. When you play songs on your phone, Alec just enjoys it the
most. That's one way to put it.
He somethings it the most.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, now here's where we make a decision. Do we want to go with a little more fun or do we want to go with a little more serious when it comes to some sports? Not anything sad, just a good sports topic.
I feel like fun.
Fun. He's calling for fun. All right.
Okay.
I like it when good
people have spoken.
I like it when people do good things. All right.
Okay.
I always like good things. And in Tempe Police Department did something good.
Okay.
They were they had to pull over a pizza driver. Mm-hmm. A viral video is now out there of this. Grubhub driver got arrested by the Tempe Police Department. I do not know what for, by the way. So I don't have the answer to why. But whenever he did get arrested, in his car was a pizza. That pizza needed to be delivered. These police officers grabbed the pizza out of the Grubhub car and took it to the door, knocked on the door, and made sure they said, we're committed to serving our community 24-7, whether it's safety or pizza delivery. So they made sure the order was still hot and ready. And the suspect,
safety or pizza delivery.
Kevin, they said the order was hot and ready, and the suspect was caught and steady. So that was what the Tempe Police Department shared on X. That is
right.
pretty awesome.
That is
though.
Objectively hilarious.
That's pretty nice that they were like, we're going to make sure that this person gets their pizza. That happened to me once. Now that I'm thinking about this, and Adrian just left. We ordered something on.
She didn't even say hi to me.
I know. She knew you were busy. She knew you were busy. And she was like, you were busy talking. She was like, I know that he's got a lot of people to talk to.
I'm going to text her right now.
One time we ordered, and I think it was DoorDash, and it was taking forever. And I saw three blocks away, the car was sitting at a light. And I was like, what is happening right now? He's been sitting there for 25 minutes. That light is not that long. There are a lot of long lights in Texas.
Sure.
The one over at Centerville and 635 is the longest one in the city.
Gosh,
everybody knows
yes.
that. But I was like, that light's not lasting 25 minutes. A few minutes later, I get a call. We're sorry, sir. Your delivery has been canceled because your driver got into a wreck. He got into a wreck
three
blocks from my house. I just wanted my food.
Hold on. Are you trying
I'm
to spin
very
this
concerned about
as
him.
If it's a tragedy for you?
I was
you?
Very concerned about him.
It doesn't sound like you were.
And ultimately, he was okay, all right? And it
you
wasn't
didn't
his
know
fault.
That at the time?
It wasn't his fault. He called the Frankels, so everything worked out for him, all right? So he got his.
Mm.
I still hadn't gotten mine, though, all right? And then so when I had to...
Oh, you'll get yours.
I had to reorder it. And they forgot the margaritas that time. So even like that's two in a row. I didn't get dinner until 9:30. Jeez.
So really what I've
but
learned
he's okay.
from this
He's all right.
The actual tragedy of this was not the person who got in the accident or anything like that. It was that you didn't get your food in a timely
manner.
When
you make an order, you expect it's going to take some time, all right? But you don't expect that it's going to sit there for 25 minutes at the light when you know it. I could have just walked over there. It could have told me. I walked and picked up my stuff and brought it back. Maybe
hold
even
on.
Help clean up a little bit.
No, no, no. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Maybe help clean up the crime scene.
See, but that's what you said after the fact. So your first thought is I'm going to walk up to the accident, get my food, and perhaps be on my way.
Maybe take it home.
Maybe if I have time, I'll help.
Come back. Yeah. Exactly. I was 3 blocks away. It's not that far. It wasn't even like full blocks. It's just the end of the block. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically like the 20 feet or something like that. Mm-hmm. All right. The real story, though, Kevin, recruiting. Recruiting in college football right now.
By the way, I want you to tell the story. There is an update.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, so tell it, but tell the story first to set up the update.
Evidently, the momentum had shifted on a big-time recruit, Felix Ojo, who University of Texas was very excited to recruit. They put a lot of effort and a lot of work into getting him. Texas Tech spoiled it and picked up Felix Ojo. They got him. He isn't the only blue chip target, though, that Texas missed out on. Evidently, this is happening a lot more frequently right now, and it's because Steve Sarkisian has said we are not going to overextend ourselves with the money. So
I think that's smart.
He's like, if you are, he said, Texas will spend what it has at a premium positions. Oh, this is South, but it's not going to overextend itself. Sometimes the asking price is just too much. Steve Sarkisian has maintained that they will not pay high school recruits more than established contributors on their roster. While Texas Tech is out there just throwing money around at anybody, he said, I think that reflects
Texas Tech.
It reflects well for Texas in its roster retention the last few years. Remember, it costs money to maintain what you have too.
Okay.
So like that's what they're saying is the guys that have already been here, we're going to make sure we take care of them before we go offer these high school kids their money.
So I'm intrigued by a couple of different things he said, especially towards the end. We're not going to give anybody new or coming up from high school more than an established contributor. I am fascinated to see if that holds forever until there's this like one hot shot that you know. Like, let's say Arch would have been that guy,
yep.
Right? Like, would you have really not given Arch that money even if he was like, hey, I want to go to Texas. I'm going to make this, you know, team special or whatever.
Right.
So that's fascinating.
You got to meet this number.
Yes, exactly. But then the other part makes a lot of sense to me when he says, you have to take care of your players who are still here.
Yeah.
It is an interesting world where we do kind of, it feels like people assume, oh, they got the NIL money. They're set. They can leave still.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, too. Texas has money. Like, Texas has competitively, across their roster, they're competitive with any other school out there. But they've established now, they're saying, we only are going to use this much.
Yeah.
Sure, we could probably go get more. But you're coming here. Jerry says this a lot. We want them here if they want to be here. And I think Sarkisian's kind of throwing that out there of like, look, if you're just chasing the dollar, that's not going to really work with us.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to pay some players, and they're going to be paid well for it. But we want this thing. We can't go outside of this this structure. Otherwise, we're going to screw ourselves over and hurt some feelings and lose other recruits along the way.
Yeah, look.
So they're drawing a line in the sand and saying, this is where we stand on it, and you can either be here or not. Will that hurt them down the road? And you brought up that one recruit. If you're
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you? That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
X's, do you just go, it's fine, we have the next one coming
See,
up.
And I think you do versus, and I know I was picking on one person in particular about Texas Tech, but look, if you are a Texas Tech, I can see how you would be like, we got to do it because we got to get this player. If you're Texas, look, I don't love Texas.
Your roster stacked.
But I think we all need to respect where they sit in the college football hierarchy. Them, Ohio State, Michigan, whoever, you'll be fine. Like, you'll get the next one, and you'll be fine. And the next one is Tyler Atkinson. He is a five-star recruit, the number one outside linebacker in the 2026 class. Just today, a little bit ago, on the Pat McAfee show, he committed to Texas.
Really?
And so...
Because they offered him so much money, huh?
No. Oh, okay. No to all of y'all. But the point is...
Oh, they use better against you, dude.
I mean, look.
That's great.
I'm not in a great position to argue that from an A&M standpoint. But, like, the point is, so they didn't get prospect A, B, or C, and what is their like consolation prize? The number one outside linebacker in the country who's ranked number 14 overall.
Right.
So my point being, they're fine. They just moved on to the next one, and the next one, Tyler Atkinson said, yes, I would like to play at Texas.
Yeah, there are some schools out there that are like, that player will save everything for us. Texas is like, if we have enough good players, we're going to be
for
competitive.
Sure. For sure.
And they
for
don't. Sure. And it's like, we don't have to be concern ourselves with the next big thing.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Now, I am with you on this, though. Whenever it comes to alum and them wanting a player, how much will that have an impact on that whenever that comes down? Or they're like, look, no, we need this guy. And you're like, no, we've set the standard. Look, we're not going to do this.
And that's what I wonder. Whether it's your Arch Manning, whether it's your Cooper Flagg. I know we're crossing sports now. But if there's that player that you're like, no, but this dude is not just
but
a not, player. He's the
But
guy.
Not the coaches.
Yeah.
Not the AD or the alum that have the money that are trying to shell it out.
If I'm Coach Sarkisian and you're like, you're strapped, we've hit our budget, and then this group of investors, well, not alumni, comes along and they're like, hey, we got $23 million because we really need this kid. And you're like, $23 million extra? Okay, deal.
And that's the C Block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. How about we do some NFL overreaction or reality? We will get to it next, live from Whataburger in Frisco, 12465 El Dorado Parkway, right here on The Fan.
Daniels, four-man rush this time, zips it in.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Whataburger in Frisco, 12465 El Dorado Parkway off of El Dorado and Coit. Thank you guys very, very much for joining us today. We got NFL overreaction or reality in just a minute, but I wanted to give you a couple of updates on a few things.
Update.
Victor Wembanyama said that he has been cleared by the team from the blood clot in his shoulder, so obviously a huge next step for him as a human. season as a player and for the Spurs. I mentioned earlier, in case you missed it, Nico Harrison said that Kyrie is ahead of schedule in his rehab, but also said we kind of knew that would be the case because of the way he attacks his rehab, goes in 2 to 3 times a day.
But Kyrie said not to hold your breath.
Which is probably still smart.
Yes.
But does he think that fortune favors the bold?
Well, that's a good question.
Because
maybe
Nico does.
But maybe Nico's panicking and needs a win. And he's like, let me go ahead and get some people excited.
You know what? If
excited.
You need a win right after Cooper Flagg did his thing.
He's
in
trying to stack wins.
Summer
he's
League,
just trying to stack wins, Kevin.
I don't know. And then Lionel dying. Messi had. Yes, I know, Jason Kidd. Lionel Messi had already set the MLS record for most multi-goal games in a row at 4. And then in the next game, he scored 2 more. So he has now extended the record out to 5 consecutive multi-goal games. Good for him.
What do you think is, like, I feel like it's always cool when it's broken.
For
but
sure.
People don't necessarily pay attention to the next, like, stuff that goes on after that. They're just like, oh, I remember whenever that was broken. And you're like, there was so much more.
You know what? That is a good point, because I remember very vividly Mark McGwire, number 62. I couldn't necessarily tell you what 66 looked like.
Yeah, exactly.
And then for the Dallas Stars, their preseason schedule has been released. They will open the preseason schedule at home against St. Louis on Saturday, September 20th,
ooh,
if you want to plan your life accordingly.
We get to go scream at the Blues. I'm in on that.
In preseason, yeah, you're amped up, dude, that much?
Dude, it's Stars,
okay.
All right? Have you ever met a Stars fan?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, yeah, we've got Stars fans.
They're
right
intense.
Here.
No, they're intense.
Absolutely. All right, gentlemen, right now, it's time for NFL overreaction or reality. 877-881-105. You want to 105.3 if you want to get involved in the conversation, or you can hit us up on the YouTube or on the Twitch. Now, we played that highlight of Jaden Daniels to start. So to balance it out, I feel like I need to ask this. Overreaction or reality? Dak Prescott will throw for at least 4,000 yards this season. Wow, man. They didn't let you guys answer. So Dak has reached that number 3 times in his 9-year career. You picked up George Pickens to play opposite CeeDee Lamb. So overreaction or reality? Dak will get to 4,000 yards passing this season.
Oh, man. If he's healthy, I think he will. But
that's the trick of it, though,
they don't,
right,
need him to.
I agree.
You know, like go back and look at – he had a couple of seasons where he had 22, 23 touchdowns and 3,800 yards. And as long as he was, you know, keeping those numbers down on the interceptions, he was doing okay. But I don't think he needs to, but I think he can with two, as you've said, a viable number two option.
Yeah.
Like, this is a legitimate – top flight number two receiver
for sure.
If when you look at the staff that he's had recently, you're like, oh my gosh, what are we even doing out here? Which is why CeeDee Lamb had to eat so much. But I do I think he can do it. I don't think that's an overreaction.
Alec, what say you?
It's got to be a reality if he's healthy. Exactly.
But that's
what Corey
the trick,
said.
Though.
Yeah.
You guys keep saying that. That's why I need to know.
Yeah, and you're smart. You keep on pinning us in these corners where we got to make a decision. Is he going to be healthy? Is he not? So for the sake of the question, Kevin, I think I'm going to say that, yes, he is going to be healthy.
Your
and
face.
That means he is going to surpass that. And I think he's going to do it, I'm not going to say with flying colors, but I think he'll do it pretty easily.
Okay. All right. I like that.
And if he hops on with us in Oxnard, he'll have an even better season.
5,000.
Look, you guys know how I feel about this. We've talked about this off air quite a bit. Me, Dak Prescott, and Solomon Thomas several years ago hosted a national mental health panel together. And I told Dak about the concept of talking doctor.
He loved it.
And yeah, he did. And he said, I'm going to start using that. I don't know if that is the case in his personal life, but we had a really good time. And I really appreciate how committed he is to people's mental health. I would love have the opportunity to have a conversation with him. I know we have a lot of things that we
need to
address and perhaps clear up.
Yeah.
All right. NFL overreaction or reality. Rome Odunze is ready for a breakout season.
Reality.
So, oh, man. All right. Rookie year, 54 catches, 734 yards, 3 touchdowns. Not terrible, but for a top 10 pick, certainly not what you hope for. Corey, you immediately said reality. Tell me why.
Well, I mean, if you believe half of what Caleb Williams said, then right. It makes sense, though, some of the struggles that he had. If you believe that he really legitimately was not told what to watch and was just saying, they said, you go in there and figure it out yourself, buddy, then yeah, that's going to be tough to go figure out NFL defenses on your own. Having Ben Johnson there changes that. Ben Johnson knows how to utilize, you know, Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
And two really good running backs and Sam LaPorta. Right. Offense got – it was a variety of offensive attacks. DJ Moore is a fantastic weapon for the Bears. Fantastic. And I thought with Keenan Allen there last year that it was going to be really nice to have that trio. They didn't quite use it as much. But Rome Odunze, I thought he was coming out of the draft. I had him behind Marvin Harrison, and I even had him behind Malik Nabers because he was a little clumsier as far as balance goes for me. But when I watched him in the NFL, I was like, no, he's got the physical build for it. He just needs to have an offense that's conducive to what he can do. And I think bringing Ben Johnson in changes everything. So I think he's going to have a breakout year this year.
Alec, do you kind of fall in that same category?
I do, because it kind of goes to the same category that we were talking about something relating to Brian Schottenheimer last week, where I was like, yeah, it's a more inviting environment for those things to happen. And it goes exactly to what Corey said, where, you know, Caleb Williams was being told nothing. You know, I was going to make a joke there, but he wasn't even being told anything. He was just, you know, being told, hey, show up on Sunday, wear your pads and your helmet and go throw the football. Now you've got the chance with somebody who's really highly revered in the NFL for his play calling and his scheming in Ben Johnson to really elevate that offense. And I think for a guy in Rome Odunze, who it's his second year in the league now, he, you know, hopefully the sophomore slump avoids him, because I don't see any way that it could be any worse. I'm not saying that he was bad. I think that he's just got a great chance to really step up here. And I think he's really, really good on top of that. So I think he's got all the things working for him for that to be a reality.
Okay, man, I like the confidence from you guys on that one. NFL overreaction or reality? The AFC West and NFC North are the most interesting divisions in football. I mean, I can walk you through my logic on this.
Yeah, go ahead and walk me through your logic.
All right, so for me personally, and we talked about this the other day, we talked about this idea of pivot players. You know, and that's like players that maybe you don't entirely know what to expect. And so for me, I've told you AFC East feels, you know, pretty simple. AFC North, I appreciate the teams there. It feels like they're all fighting to see who can disappoint us in the playoffs. AFC South, you get it. But like AFC West, obviously you have the Chiefs. But will this be the year that Herbert finally accomplishes something on the bigger stage that everyone seems to expect of him?
Nobody's willing to say yes right now, right?
Exactly.
Because he hasn't.
Exactly. And so will Bo Nix continue to surprise? And in the North, I really boil it down to J.J. McCarthy and the idea that people just think that this kid's made in the shade already, and maybe he will be, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think Bo Nix is going to continue to improve. That defense is going to make that team good.
Yes.
That defense is what that team relies on right now. And they gave Nix plenty of opportunities. That was one of the benefits of
– for sure.
I think Nix got very lucky being able to take risks this year because he knew he could rely on the defense to make stops. And when you have that, you're like, okay, I'll go ahead and uncork this one downfield and see. You know, I'm going to trust the offense because I trust my defense. And that's good for him with Sean Payton. You know, learning how to trust Sean Payton's offense and whenever he wants you to attack. So I see him being a really – I get it, man. That is that's the most interesting AFC division. The Bills are still one of my most interesting teams.
Okay, yeah, tell me about
that. I'm interested. I want to see what their offense is this year. But the Dolphins, Jets, and Patriots, I'm ignoring pretty much. The Dolphins I've given up on.
Yeah.
I'll use Achane as one of my fantasy running backs if available. But other than that, I just don't have a lot of hope because they're not tough. And this is a tough man's sport. I can't remember who the Hall of Fame offensive lineman was that said it. We had him on the show during the Super Bowl one year. But he was like, football doesn't make people tough. It's a sport for tough people, and Miami is very soft on many occasions. On the NFC, you said the NFC North. because of Ben Johnson's move to the Bears, it became the most interesting division for me.
Okay.
Because him being in the Bears within the division, knowing the Lions and the Packers and the Vikings so well, he already has good plans offensively for all those teams. And he knows that Lions defense like the back of his hand too. So that division in itself, because all the teams were already pretty good, is that one right there is going to be something I'm very interested in.
Alec, what say you?
Right there with Corey again. It's almost like he makes good football.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All points. The Ben Johnson move to that division is, or to that team rather, that still intrigues me because we've yet to see it, but I have probably astronomical expectations for what that can do for that division in terms of its competition level. And then for the AFC, yeah, I always point to the Broncos. I always do this offseason because I feel like there's something special going there with that connection that I'm almost feeling it's the easy comparison, but the Sean Payton and Drew Brees, you know, upbringing, yeah, and that pairing where it was, you know, maybe not the prototypical guy, but it's the guy that has the swagger and he has the understanding of that team, of that offense and what's expected of him night in and night out. I'm right there with you, Corey.
Okay, Alex, since you said that, bonus question. I feel like maybe you just kind of gave us our answer, but just to be sure, bonus question, Bo Nix will continue to exceed expectations.
Did you say bonus question or Bo Nix question?
Bonus Bo Nix question.
Oh, man, I like that even more. Repeat the question.
Bo Nix will continue to exceed expectations this season. And if that's the case, then it will just become expectations.
Alec, I'll let you rock this one first, homie.
Yeah, this is an easy reality for me. I didn't love the pick, but I didn't hate it when it was made. And then week by week, I started to say, okay, I was clearly wrong because, again, there's something that you can't measure with him, and it's his confidence level. It just seems like he really, from day one, knew, I'm the guy in this building. I'm the guy that can really turn this division upside down if I really want to. If I allow myself to turn this division upside down, I can, and I think he will throughout the duration of this rookie contract. Like you said, the expectations are just going to be that going forward after this season if I had to put money on it today.
Yeah, I'm right there with him. I think he settles in his sophomore season and says, guys, I'm here, I've arrived, and I'm going to be here for quite some time. Now, whether or not he can get over Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, a different question.
I think this player is phenomenal, so I'm going to say reality, but on the spot, overreaction or reality. Sauce Gardner is worth all of the money. Just agreed to a four-year, $120.4 million deal. That's $30.1 million per season, making him the highest paid cornerback in NFL history. And I go back to this. I know I've said this before, but just think about it. When you're like 30 versus 30.1, it might sound absurd. Just remember that's $100,000.
Oh, man.
Per year.
He had a little bit of a down year last year. A little bit of a down year, but they suffered. You know, they lost their quarterback. They weren't that great last year, but that dude as a cornerback is fantastic to watch. He's fantastic to have back there. Congratulations to him on that. Good job, Sauce Gardner.
All right.
He's worth all the money.
Okay, good. At least one more for you. Because, you know, a couple days ago, Patrick Mahomes said he wasn't a big fan of the 18-game NFL schedule. I get that. We've talked about the concept of two byes. Overreaction.
What are you going to do, tell them no in negotiations?
Yeah, they don't do that.
Yeah.
NFL overreaction or reality, the 18-game NFL season is inevitable in the next 5 years.
Yes, reality.
Man.
1,000%, man. The owners want it so badly.
They have two byes?
I think they shouldn't even have no preseason games is what I'd do. I'd just roll out and extend the weeks a little more so you can't have two byes.
You know what the owners would do, though, right? They'll tell you that
we need 20 now.
20-game block. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, that's what they would do.
Yeah, two byes, I think. I don't know how they're going to make that happen. But the owners want the money for it, for one.
Yeah.
And they understand where how much that can generate for them. Hell, we've done the math. One extra game changes things completely.
For sure. Alec?
Yeah, it's inevitable, and I'd say within the next 3 years.
Wow.
I think they really want this to happen, and it seems like all the owners are like, hey, great reason to bump up those numbers on TV deals, on season ticket packages. It's just a win for them. I think there will be two buys included as well, so the players can at least get something out of that. But, yeah, it's going to happen really, really soon.
You know, it's really funny that you say that about the buys so the players can get something out of it. I think you're definitely right about that. But it's funny to me because I think the NFL is going to pitch that to the players as a win, when in reality, the NFL wants that as much as anybody else so they can build in, like Corey was just saying, an extra week of the broadcast schedule.
Yes, that's absolutely where they want.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next, right here on The Fan.
Got to find a way to get the guy in from third. The infield comes in, and Ohtani will do plenty more than that. A majestic drive, 2-1 Dodgers, and a splash hit for Ohtani.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We have had a blast at Whataburger in Frisco today. Want to give you a heads up. Now, we will be in California, but the next Wada Fresher event with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, it is going to be at 4250 MFM. Whoops. You could tell what I say a lot. 2181 Hickory Creek, 75065, next Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon. So if you want the opportunity to enjoy that Wada Fresher event, see the Cowboys cheerleaders next week, Hickory Creek.
Right now.
Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
Man, doing very well. For what is traditionally a slow part of the sports season, we're already getting, you know, contract or position redefining contracts for offensive guard, for cornerback. Then we still got the MLB All-Star Game tonight. And then what Corey pointed out to me, the betting odds have shifted. And the Dallas Mavericks are now a heavy favorite to get LeBron if he leaves does that prospect intrigue you guys at all?
Yeah, I find it fascinating. I think it's the most interesting thing happening in sports right now. Obviously, training camp's coming up, and the trade deadline in baseball is interesting. But, yeah, I think this is real, and I think it just comes down to, is LeBron just going to say, okay, going to play out the last year with the Lakers and retire? Or do I want to make a priority out of winning more championships? And I think he doesn't know. You know, over the next couple of months, this thing will be settled. It's clear the Mavs have positioned themselves incredibly well to get him. Not only do they have the trade assets, but they have some of his favorite coaches, some of his favorite teammates, and they have a clear need for him.
Very much so.
You know, I just feel like the Mavs are for sure moving in case LeBron moves, at least. I don't know if they know he's going to eventually announce this. Maybe the NBA is saving it for August, right? When you're in the absolute dead time of sport, bam, you drop a bombshell of a story like that. It carries the NBA through the media cycle for 2 or 3 weeks, maybe even longer.
Sure. It's just, I mean, how does it end up working out? Like Tim Cato said, it's got to be the buyout situation. But if anybody can force their way out of a place, it's LeBron. Yeah. LeBron just says to the Lakers, hey, I want the hell out of here. And maybe there is a buyout to be had if things get really bad over the next couple of months. So it is fascinating. I would totally be here for it with Gavin because you do have a need. You need somebody that can kind of run the floor for you with Kyrie out. I'd much rather have LeBron doing that than D'Angelo Russell.
I mean,
he can facilitate.
How could you have gotten through this to this point without a better player than D'Angelo Russell and an injured Kyrie Irving? You know, if you're really serious about winning the championship.
Yep.
What's the incentive? And I know, Zach, you just said it could get really bad. What's the incentive for the Lakers to do the buyout?
They've got owners with deep pockets now. That's it. You know, if you want to do something, if you want to do right by LeBron, you just go ahead and do this. But, you know, I don't think the Buss family was interested in had that kind of a buyout. But now you have owners that would like, you know, if he goes and asks that potentially, you know, they're like, listen, you got Luka here. He's your face of your franchise. You know, I carried you guys. I did my best. You know, give me this opportunity to finish out where I'd like to finish out. And I think that's where you play on the heartstrings of the organization's new ownership.
Is the counterpoint you had the option to leave? All you had to do was opt out.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fair to it. I don't know. I mean, I think that, like, this is the first time he's ever opted in, right? So you're kind of like, why?
Yeah, this was just a money move. He knew the Lakers weren't going to give him a long-term deal. And
so
he's
just protecting himself. But, Heggy, it's a great question. I don't have a great answer for it. I think that he will try and say, listen, I feel like you guys got your face, your franchise now. You know, just build around that guy. You know, you don't need me here anymore getting in the way. You just, you know, let me go and finish this thing out. I'll come back as when you want to hang the banner in the rafters, I'll come back. I'll always say nice things about you and appreciate everything you've done for me.
Yeah, and you know, Hagee, I've been waiting to ask you, you know, as it goes to Luka, maybe the carrot was Luka, you know, and they're just finally paying this off.
Yeah.
Months later.
That would be interesting.
The whole deal becomes more and more fascinating as we get like further into it with the different aspects that could come from it. But I'm with you, man, when you said that this is a really interesting thing, because I'm not going to say no to it. We have gotten a lot of people on the Fantex today who have said no, but if it's as simple as a buyout and he wants to jump on here, then you're damn right I'm going to do that. He was awesome last year. He's at worst, in my opinion, the third best player of all time, and he can still go. So I see not a lot of downside to going for it.
Yeah, he's not the same player that he was.
Sure.
You know, I think this is also a politically polarizing story for some people. You know, they'll bring up what LeBron, you know, took a stance on this thing or that thing. And I think that is leading for them. For me, it's just what would make the most exciting and best Mavericks basketball team that could win a championship. That's the only way I'm looking at this. You know, there's certainly, you know, people that are annoyed with LeBron all the way back to the decision. Like ever since he turned about 22 or 23 years old, people have been finding a way to be annoyed by LeBron. And I get that. But I just want to see the Mavs be great. And I think a tall playmaker with that kind of speed, I don't need him to play great defense. You know, I just need him to score and set people up like I know he will.
And our opinion will change very quickly as fans. I wasn't really bought in on the Kyrie trade when it happened. I was nervous as hell about that. Love Kyrie now. I didn't want Terrell Owens anywhere near the Dallas Cowboys. I hated that guy for what he did, just absolutely disrespecting the star. But as soon as he's catching touchdowns with the star on his helmet, I'm a little bit more, okay, yeah, T.O., I'll give T.O. another shot.
Yeah, and if the Mavs do, are they, if they're great, I think you can make Mavs are great again hats, and that'll be a lot of fun.
I don't. I mean, I see where you're going with this.
It'll be a lot of fun for people.
Guys, real quick, how great of a day was today for Tyler Smith?
Oh, huge for him. I mean, my gosh. And maybe Deron Bland with what Sauce Gardner just got.
You might be right.
Woo! But Tyler Smith is smiling from ear to ear. And then you had yesterday Garrett Wilson of his own draft class also getting done.
It's
come on.
Let's just go ahead and pay them all now. Like, let's just get Micah done, Tyler done, Deron done. Let's just do it all at once, right?
No.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Hagee. We will have a Joseph Hoyt of the Dallas Morning News talking Cowboys coming up at 3 o'clock. G-Bag of the Day champion replay at 2:20. Everything with your Mavs and Rangers and breaking news stories right out of the gates here in just a couple of minutes.
Fantastic. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Thank you very much to the good people at Whataburger for making this happen. They've treated us fantastic all day. We've had a huge crowd most of the day, so thank you very much to Whataburger for making that happen. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say do it, lady.
Do it, lady.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.